lassies o'er the world, come hither, fro and to. For of this tale a wild adventure I will tell to you. Now lies in rest a part of me, you might say, so it goes. The day I lost my glasses off the shores of Lake Monroe. Oh, when I was a woman grown, years 50 with an end, I left my fair New England shores for the hills of Indiana. I knew not then what I know now of inland waters bold, some glacial man-made stream fed, and their stories must be told. How vast that stretch of water, why, it makes you say, oh my, with autumn leaves all rust and gold from summer hot and dry. Me love and I, oh, we set sail in our red-bottomed craft, nigh 4 feet wide from side to side, near 8 feet fore and aft. Of fiberglass all through and through, a sail of plastic clear, with duct tape reinforcement and a tiller for to steer. Her boom and sprit both fashioned from a single 2x4, and hewn by Arthur Blodgett in the church parking lot next door. Now Lake Monroe, as well you know, was not quite always so. The Miami and the Delaware all roamed here long ago, till the Treaty of Fort Wayne, September 1809, helped lead to Tecumseh's war and the Native uprising time. There was oak and walnut, cherry, maple, berries, roots to eat, where the East Fork of the White River fed branches of Salt Creek. They built the dam in 1960 through to 65 for flood control and drinking water, drown these woods alive. They appraised the land in deep of winter, paid the farmers low, chopped trees, burned houses, near 4,000 people had to go. The corporations bought up land, as did the university, and as the waters rose, they had their shorefront property. The wind was shifty, light and spare, on that fateful afternoon. We bantered, oh, without a care, as we ducked beneath the boom. Just out and back straight from the beach, about an hour, maybe less, when I decided close to shore that I'd like to swim the rest. Overboard I leapt, but careful not, oh, careful not I was. Our gallant craft lay on its side, as did my shining dove. Oh, save my watch, I cried, as he raised up one dripping hand. We had to tow that wreck ashore, wade through the muck to land. I bailed and bailed as my love he bravely unstepped the mast. We breathed a sigh of great relief as on the beach we stood at last, when suddenly a cry I uttered, and I'm sure you know the rest. My glasses, they had left my life as young birds leave the nest. So now in slumber do they lie, with visions of times gone, when waves of corn, alfalfa, oats all glistened in the sun, And many's the farm and grazing field, now mud and stump below, the lives and stories sunk beneath the serpent-shaped Monroe. They weren't my only glasses, oh, I had an ancient pair. So let me tell you all who hear, you must always have a spare. When either you set sail, or come and get your oars and row, and well mind the deep and the tales that sleep off the shores of Lake Monroe.